For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. First responders in Northeast Arkansas are to receive training in life-saving medical techniques. A $142,000 grant from the Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield's Blue and You Foundation will train over 600 law enforcement officers and firefighters in how to save lives with the use of advanced first aid kits and tourniquets. Dr. Spencer Gwynn has advocated for tourniquets to be in the hands of all first responders in the state, as well as citizens. He tells why this would be important for citizens to be equipped, especially when traveling on highways.
You're driving down a two-lane road and a car turns over in front of you. You may be the only person within 30 minutes that's had any sort of even basic medical training. And if you're going to wait on EMS to show up, that person may die before they arrive. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is empower community members, civilians, to be able to fill in that time gap to start providing life-saving care until a professional can show up.
And he says the tourniquets count when seconds do.
Instead of waiting on EMS to show up, which is sort of the traditional paradigm for emergency rescue in the United States, now we're empowering all first responders, particularly law enforcement and firefighters, because frequently they're the first ones on the scene. And we know that particularly in cases of someone who's bleeding to death, you may only have several minutes before you can stop the bleeding and save that person's life.
And that's Dr. Spencer Gwynn, who presides over the Jonesboro-based Stop the Bleeding Foundation, which makes the kits and 8 hours of training possible. The training will take place in the Northeast Arkansas Trauma Zone, which extends from Randolph and Clay County near the Missouri border south to Phillips County. That roughly includes a majority of the Arkansas Delta region. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting KASU News.